This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Studies of human decision-making suggest that most people will stay put, even though money spent in the past logically should have no bearing on the choice. This sunk cost fallacy, as economists call it, is one of the many ways that humans allow emotions to affect their choices. In a study published in the journal Science, investigators at the University of Minnesota reported that mice and rats were just as likely as humans to be influenced by sunk cost. The United States last month agreed to allow a Texas man to distribute online instruction manuals for a pistol that can be made by anyone with access to a 3D printer. This action would make so-called ghost guns, an untraceable, unregistered firearm without a serial number, available to all. Prime Minister Jack LaFontaine of Haiti resigned over his handling of a failed plan to raise fuel prices by 51% as part of an agreement with the International Monetary Fund that set off a wave of deadly protest. The government percentage of foreign-born residents in the United States is at its highest point in a century. Pro-government militias set out to crush the student rebellion at the National Autonomous University of Nicaragua, one of the last strongholds of open resistance to President Daniel Ortega in the capital of Managua. Some 200 students and others were pinned down overnight by gunfire inside a small Catholic church compound. Two students were killed and at least 10 were hurt. The Air Force is now using 3D printing to reproduce toilet seat covers for outmoded aircraft that, as recently as 2017, was forced to pay a company $10,000 per seat cover to produce. In the Twitter cleanup of fake accounts, Obama lost more than 2 million Twitter followers, a little more than 2% of his 104 million. He's the third most followed person on the platform, according to analytics company Twitter Counter. Singers Katy Perry and Justin Bieber each lost nearly 3 million followers. They are the two most popular Twitter accounts with 110 million and 107 million followers, respectively, before the purge. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.